This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is getting more than $826 million to help expand high-speed internet across the state. The Biden administration approved the state's Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, plan. Governor Jared Polis called it a huge leap forward for connectivity, which is vital for the state.
It's just such a fundamental building block of so many services in our economy, where it is today and even more so in the future.
Colorado senators applauded the news, saying it will help bridge the divide in rural, low-income, and tribal areas. Weld County commissioners approved a disaster declaration at a board meeting yesterday. They hope to bring in state assistance following a damaging hailstorm in late May. CPR's Stephanie Riviera reports.
The declaration supports a similar one by the city of Greeley following the devastating storm that caused $3.4 million in damage late last month. The storm dumped a month's worth of rain in just 2 hours, along with hailstones up to 2 inches wide, on Greeley and parts of Milliken and Johnstown. 279 properties and businesses were damaged, as well as 77 government buildings and public infrastructure. Weld County must show it has more than $1.5 million in damage for the state to assist it. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
Two Colorado restaurant operators have won a prestigious recognition. Erica and Kelly Whitaker won the 2024 James Beard Award for Outstanding Restaurateur. The pair own and operate eateries around Colorado like the Wolf's Tailor and Bruto in Denver. Colorado Matt Vautzer also won a Beard Award for Best Chef in the Mountain Region. He's the executive chef and founder of Rootstock in Breckenridge. This is CPR News in KRCC.